Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 27th of August at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. As always, I want to let you know that we are over in the chat room with 1-2 Radio. You can find that by going over to 12radio.com, that's number one, number2radio.com, and click on the chat button. You'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. That's a private group, so you will want to join it. And then you'll see my banner there at the top of the page and other people chatting. So that's a great way to come and chime in, great way to come and offer an opinion, ask a question. I think we should easily have time for some readings today, so that's a great place to go for that. I also want to let you know that I am live streaming, and you can find the live by heading over to Facebook or YouTube. Look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic. Simple enough. So I want to say hi to the chatters that are filing in. Good to see you all. Feels like a reprieve to be here. We've been covering a trial over at True Crime Squad, and we are in the beginning of the third week, and it's over almost. The jury is deliberating now. But amidst that, we had a couple of other big cases that we've covered for a long time, have big hearings, and oh my goodness. So we've been streaming three different court events today, as well as me hopping off of there to come over and hang out with you guys. There was a part of me that's like, I don't have time to do my show today. And then I was like, I don't have time to not do my show today because I need a good, healthy dose of not crime. So don't do any criming over here, okay? I'll try not to as well. I am very glad to be with you guys. So I'm curious to know how you are. Any, what do they call them? Cheers or jeers or hopes or cares? Years ago, once in a while, I'd go to the UU church with my sisters, and they had a little I don't know, not a ceremony, just a little event that they would do in the beginning of their service where people could come to the pulpit and share either a cheer, you know, an accomplishment of some sort, a joy or a hope, or they could share a care. So maybe they came to say that, you know, someone was ill or, that, you know, something was going on in their family or whatnot. But it was just a really sweet spot for them to, for people to be able to, you know, get some encouragement, celebrate accomplishments, and also get some empathy, some assistance if they needed it with hard things. So I think that's cool. I loved that. So I'm always curious when I ask that on this show. You have any hopes or cares that you want to share that we can all put some collective energy into? Would love to hear them. You want to see my glass? Isn't that cool? If you're not in the live, it's a skeleton hand holding my glass. Because it's spooky season. Yes, it is. Do you guys know that we are less than a month from the fall equinox? It's coming fast. We have some nights in the forecast here in the next 10 days that will be in the mid-30s. Yeah. We're going to start freezing before you know it. Scott and I took a ride up into some of our beloved mountains up above our house on Sunday or Saturday afternoon, and you can see the signs of fall up there already. Of course, we were high. We were up at like 8,000 feet, so, you know, it's a very different climate. We're about 4,800 feet, sorry, to put that in perspective, but we were so high that I felt like I was air hungry. We ever felt that way? And so I asked Scott, how high is our elevation right now? Oh, just 8,000 feet. Yeah, okay. So the air is a little thin up here. I get it. Looks like I'm drinking a Mai Tai, right? It's really just sugar-free raspberry lemonade, but it's so good. Though for my night shows, I like to throw a little bit of gin in this. But not for my noon show, for God's sake. And Quelly said, I cannot wait for whatever cold we get here in Florida. I hope you guys get some decent cold. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm very ready. But, you know, I'm not so much of a summer girl. For a Cancerian, I'm not much of a summer girl. I'm more of a fall girl. So I am the person that's already decorating for Halloween and that's already ushering in fall. And, you know, I am that bitch. I know. I get it. Some of you are like, stop it. I want to hold on to summer a little bit longer. And some of you are more like me that are like, no. So I'm super excited because my kids are coming home this weekend so that we can go on our Labor Day camping trip. It's kind of an interesting one because typically in the that late trip, usually all the kids are at school, and it's the one lone camping trip every year that Scott and I usually take by ourselves with some of my family but and friends, but you know, without our kids. And it's kind of cool because we hardly pack any food. And we're camping in an area where there's a golf course in this place called Hisey. That's a swimming, like hot springs area, and they have the most amazing pizza joint. So every year I'm like, why? Let's not bring a ton of food. Let's just order a pizza, go pick it up. That's camping for you. But anyway, so not now because my nephew Jack is his senior year of high school and his senior year of football, and it's very exciting and he's over the moon. And he hit the kids up about coming home for his first game because they're playing at the school. He's playing the school that my kids went to. And so they decided they had to come home for Jack's first game and might as well stay for a few days and go camping. So, you know, like, not that I'm not thrilled they're coming home. I am. We're going to have a blast. But there is that little part of me that's also like, oh, okay. Instead of just bringing the motor home, we'll have to bring both of our campers and fill them up with food and things. It's probably fine. I'm not whining. I'm whining a little bit. What a brat. Some people just can't be pleased. No, I kid. I'm glad they're coming home. It'll be good. Yeah. So that's basically what's new in my world, I think. Other than that, we're pretty you know, we're pretty much just us. There is definitely there's trouble in the force around here. And it's not long-term trouble. It's just that I live against a highway and an exit, and the state has decided to completely redo this exit. And I really don't have a problem with it. It needed to be done. Like, the traffic over there is insane. It's stupid. If you try and turn left on there, you know, during certain times of the day, just don't, right? So it's good, except for that that exit is currently closed. So we have to go well around to get into town. Because we do live sort of in the country, sort of. We used to when we bought this house. But and that's fine too. I can live with that. I'm not in a huge hurry. It's cool. It's driving my dogs crazy. They're out there with these big pieces of equipment that break up the asphalt. So imagine the force of something with a big boom that comes down and crashes into the asphalt to snap it up so that they can haul big pieces of it away. Well, it's a lot. It literally shakes my house. So my dogs are all kind of a nervous wreck. So I'm been kind of a nervous wreck. I need to just get some rescue remedy into all of them because it's wearing on them. And I get it. It's wearing on me too. My gosh. So anyhow, that's all. So you're probably hearing a ton of truck noise and stuff. If you are, that's why, because we have all of that happening. But it's going to be great when it's done. And also, a Dutch Bros just opened a block from my house. So that made me super, super happy because we've been waiting for that forever. I never thought I'd see the day, honestly. So all is well. Yeah. Oh, Laurie said, I'm sad because one of my friends thinks she's moving up north, like 10 hours away. I wonder if you see whether or not it's going to happen. It's not going to happen right now, Laurie. It's not. I think her plans are going to either fall through or take a pretty long hiatus. I don't see that happening currently. No. Yeah. Do they make Rescue Remedy for humans? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rescue Remedy for humans is awesome. So you can get Rescue Remedy in the drops that go under your tongue. You can get them in the spray that you just give yourself a little spritz in the mouth. Or they make them in lozenges. I think they used to in lozenges that you just suck on. Yeah, Rescue Remedy for humans is awesome. Yeah. Oh no, Suzanne said Teddy and Fiona are having a bark fest today too, as the road in front of my house is being paved. Oh Lordy. Rescue Remedy for all of us. Hey, Jess, I'm so happy you're here. Lillian and Quelly and Sherry. And of course, Suzanne and Pamela and Renee. And I'm sure I've missed people. I'm sorry. It's not my intention. Oh, Tara, Denise, Maya. Good to see everybody. Well, we should probably just get into Luminous, but I was thinking about how in our current world there's such a pessimistic attitude. Seems like we are just constantly being inundated with what's wrong for yourself. We're constantly being told that we're broken, that we're screwed up, that we're ruined, that we're bad. I reject that. I reject that. And obviously, there's always ways we can improve. Always ways we can improve. We can always improve ourselves. We can always improve our situations. We can always improve the world. We can always improve our country. Absolutely. I'll give you that. But I am done listening to how broken we are, how muffed up we are. There is so much beauty and wonder in this world. There are so many wonderful people doing wonderful things in this world. And that's where I want to put my attention. That's where I am. I hope that's where you are too. And if not, maybe I can encourage you a little bit today. So I called Luminous this week the What a Wonderful World edition. I got a new shirt last week that says that on it, from the old song. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. That one. We live amongst stunning beauty. We live around resilient, remarkable people. We live around kids, children, young people that are doing amazing things that are going to change the world someday, maybe today. That's where I want my focus to be. So that's the focus of the magazine this week. So, my musings this week, I found four different articles to share with you that lifted me up, and I thought they might lift you up as well. So the first story comes from North Carolina. This dog's name is Hero. She's 10 years old. She's a basset hound, as you can see. And Hero did a remarkable thing. Hero lived in a place where a lot of animals lived that were being seriously neglected. And Hero managed to get loose and get help by being persistent and demanding somebody find her and pay attention to her. And she had on a tag that led some rescuers back to this property where all of these animals were in serious distress. Thanks to Hero, nearly 40 dogs, a couple of chickens, and a cat were rescued. And the community really rallied together to provide the medical care that these animals needed. And everybody found a brand new home, including Miss Hero, who went to a home with people who knew she was a hero. Hero is the name that the Humane Society gave her. So Hero at 10 got to be a hero, and she also got to save all of her pals and move in to a brand new home where her world is a whole lot brighter. And that's the way she gets to spend her elderly old lady days, warm and comfy and loved and full and fed and treated like the queen that she is. All of these articles, by the way, if you just click on the photo, that will take you to the article, just so you know. But I just realized I never shared a link for Luminous, so I'm going to do that real quick. If you guys subscribe, you've already received it in your inbox today. But if you don't, here is a link in case you'd like to follow along with us. Right, Hero, she deserves all the snacks. All the snacks. She deserves all the tummy rugs. She deserves all the blankies and soft pillows. She deserves it all. Okay. The next article is about a woman named Fatima. Fatima is a Sudanese refugee. She lives in Cairo. She's lived in Cairo for 13 years. She belongs to a group of women that is raising funds to help support the financial growth and success of other women. She has an absolutely incredible story. She meets with all of these other, mostly she's the oldest person in her group. I mean, she is 110. So, I mean, that kind of tracks, you know. But she sits with these women a couple of times a week, and they share their wisdom and they pool their money and they help. And it's a pretty amazing thing that they're doing to help other women get on their feet financially in ways that they needed. Recently, they funded someone who needed to borrow the money to buy a hand mixer so that she could start a business where she was, where she's able to sell baked goods and things like that. Their group is called El Lama El Helwa, which is translated as the best company. They've managed to save 100,000 EGP, which is about $3,231. That's equivalent to the average Egyptian's annual salary. So the savings allows them to give loans to vulnerable women. Recently, they were able to help a woman to launch her own hair care brand. Again, the hand mixer. It's not big things, it's small things. It's just the things that somebody might need to get really going in being able to earn some of their own money. It's an amazing story. So more power to you, Fatima, and all of the amazing grandmothers that you are working with. It's incredible. Okay, let's move on to Manuka Honey. Nope, hold on. Oh, Lordy. Okay. Sometimes the best laid plans, right? There is a new study, and it actually, I found this article on the Good News Network, so I'll go find that. But there's a new study about Manuka honey, that Manuka honey is currently being found to reduce breast cancer cells by an astonishing rate. Here we go. Okay. Manuka honey reduces breast cancer cell growth by 84% in humans and mice. 84%! That is insane! So why aren't we all using Manuka honey? Well, we probably should be. So Manuka honey is honey that comes from, usually from New Zealand or coastal Australia. And it comes from bees who are primarily foraging on Manuka trees, on the blossoms on Manuka trees. And Manuka honey itself is just a really, really incredible product. So the Manuka is a part of the myrtle family. So other myrtle trees that you might know of that have pretty good medicinal qualities are clove, allspice, and eucalyptus. So what do you do with that? Well, you might consider getting some Manuka honey just to take good care of your body. Just because Manuka honey's out there fighting all the good fights. There's a lot of talk about Manuka honey also helping a lot with allergies and inflammation and other health issues. But I thought this was a pretty amazing breakthrough. And, you know, if science were able to maybe break down those properties of what it is in Manuka honey that's fighting breast cancer like that, well, maybe breast cancer would start having better outcomes. Maybe a new treatment can come from that that is powerful and helpful for women that do now or may have breast cancer in the future. I lost my mom to breast cancer. I have a couple of cousins that are currently battling serious breast cancer diagnoses. You guys all know people with breast cancer, or maybe you've had it yourself. But we have to keep fighting for and pushing for more breast cancer treatments. It is appalling to me that with the amount of science that we have, that breast cancer itself has not received more attention than it has. But I thought that this article was interesting and hopeful, so we'll hold on to that. Okay, moving on to Larry Farish. Okay. This article was on Today, like Today's show today. So Larry Farish is a bus driver. And recently he had a little guy that was sitting at the bus stop away from his friends, sitting down with his head covered, crying. And he checked in with him, wanted to know what was going on. Thought maybe he was just having a hard day. And he admitted that the school was having pajama day, but he didn't have pajamas, so he wasn't able to participate. Now, why wouldn't a kid have pajamas? Oh, there could be 1,000 reasons. Maybe he forgot, you know? Maybe he just flat out forgot. Maybe he doesn't have any jammies that are decent enough to wear to school, and his mom said, sorry, we're not doing it. Maybe she couldn't afford to go buy brand new pajamas, and what he had wasn't suitable. Maybe he just got put in foster care, and he doesn't have pajamas. You don't know. We don't know. It could be all of those things. And it could also just be a forgetful thing. The point is, these are kids. And they get their hearts broken over stuff. And Mr. Farish, who already had a reputation of a bus driver, of being somebody who was super cool, loved the kids. The kids loved him. Good guy. So he learns that our little dude here doesn't have jammies for pajama day. And he, as soon as he gets his morning stops done, he goes to the store and out of his own pocket, he buys pajamas and delivers them to our little friend. So that he got to participate in Jammy Day 2 in a brand new pair of pajamas. Is it a big thing? No. Kind of. It's a big thing to this kid. Was it a lot of money? Probably not. I mean, a pair of kids' jammies like that at Walmart, 10, 15 bucks maybe. Not a huge expense, but, you know, still probably a dollar's or maybe an hour's pay. It's also the effort of going to the store, coming back, making sure he receives them. It is a big thing. It was a big thing for this kid. He'll never forget this, right? The time that somebody did something so kind for him. These are pebbles that you throw in the pond that continue to ripple out that help the world, right? Because just maybe this little guy moving forward, hopefully his mama helps him remember this story forever, and I have confidence that she will. And then he'll do acts of kindness for other people because of what Mr. Farish did for him. That's a lot of times the way those pebbles spread, you know? I just love this story. People that work in the school systems are frequently overly criticized and underly, is that the right word? Probably not. But under praised, under celebrated. And I love in this instance, we get to celebrate somebody for a good act. Okay, so the last story that I had to share with you. Okay. Goes into the gas station. I'm a little bit frozen. There we go. Are we good? I think we're good. Okay. So this gentleman goes into the gas station. His name is Casey Marlowe. And he was trying to buy a drink. He got up to the register to purchase a drink and realized he left his wallet in the truck. So he said he was going to grab it. And the man behind him, the gentleman in yellow named Mario, stepped up and said, "Hey, I got you. Don't worry about it." Bought his drink. So Casey thought that was very cool of him. And so he hung out and talked to him for a minute. And, you know, just wondering what kind of guy, kind of stranger just does that for somebody else. So he wanted to chat with him. So he starts chatting with him and he learns that Mario is actually on some really hard times currently. He and his family have been evicted from their home and they're living in a hotel. And he's trying super hard to get back on his feet and get their life back on track. So he's got his wife and children, you know, they're just doing the best they can. So Mario, Marlowe, who happens to have a pretty decent social media presence, went, "Well, maybe there's something I can do to help Mario since he was so good with me." So he gets on social media and he shares Mario's story. And in 24 hours has raised $35,000 for Mario and his family to get back on their feet. And presents that to them and they're able to use that money to get into housing and back into a stable situation and get their children back into a stable situation. All because somebody forgot their wallet while they were trying to pay for their soda. And this guy just offers to pay for it because he just thought it was the right thing to do. Again, a random act of kindness that will be remembered forever. An act of kindness that will most definitely be spread out into the world in helping other people. Hell, it already was. So I loved this story. I just wanted to remind you guys and myself that there's a lot of good in this world. There's a lot of good people in this world. There's a lot of beauty in this world, and there's a lot of hope in this world. And in a time where I feel like the media, the politics, the general relationships sometimes start to tear that down and make us think that this world is nothing but a terrifying place, an unsafe place, a bad place, I reject that. This is a wonderful place. We're lucky to be here. It's our job to leave the world better than we found it. I'm convinced of that. And I know, because I know so many of you that listen to my show are doing exactly that every day. And I honor you for that. It's a good place. We're going to keep it that way. Okay, moving on. All right, Kelly brings us an account of Marie Antoinette that you may not be familiar with. First of all, did you know that Marie Antoinette's not actually French? Because I did not. And maybe I'm just not as well schooled in history as I think I am, but no. She was Austrian. I didn't know. Marie Antoinette was a badass. She had opinions. Dun, dun, dun. Not women with the opinions. Who does she think she is? But Marie Antoinette did a lot for the world. A lot. She did a lot for France. And she paid for it, you know, with her. She paid for those big opinions, big time. But everybody knows who she is. Yeah. So I love this article and I appreciate you, Kelly, bringing it to us. I love that she's doing this refeminist history so that we can take a better look at the stereotypes and what we thought we knew about women in history, because what I'm learning from Kelly is that we don't know shit. There's a lot more information out there if you get it pulled all together and if you're willing to go search for it, that helps us understand them so much better. I love it. And also, I think strips down any semblance of the vilifying that we find in so many women in history. So, as it turns out, most of them weren't villains. They were badass bitches, so they were made out to be villains. I'll be a badass bitch any day. That's fine. All right. My tip of the week now. Don't hit me. I just thought that it might be helpful to bring you the Autumn Room Spray now so that you're ready when fall comes, which is also now. I realize that a lot of times I share tips that line up very, you know, succinctly with where we're at, and it might be helpful to share them a little sooner if it's something that you might want to think about doing. So I'm bringing you Autumn Room Spray so you can be ready if this is something you'd like to do. You need an 8-ounce spray bottle. Glass is preferred when you're using essential oils because they degrade everything. You need 10 drops of orange essential oil, 5 drops each of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove. And then you want a teaspoon of vodka or sea salt, or you could use witch hazel. You just need something that will emulsify those oils and also keep your water from getting rank. And then top it off with warm water and shake it up really well before use, every time before use, because your oils will emulsify to some degree, but not completely. So you got to shake it good before you spray it. But then you can use that as a room spray. Okay, sorry. My dogs are freaking out outside. Okay, sorry. I'm listening to some real screaming, wanted to make sure I thought they were okay. I think so. They just heard a siren and they howl and cry. Okay. Like I said, we've got all this construction going on and these dogs can't handle it. I can't handle it. Okay. Yeah, Sheila, you can use sea salt for that. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to, sorry, guys, I got way off track. But when you hear one of your dogs screaming, I mean, come on. But this is what my chihuahuas do. It's how they howl. It's something. Okay. So I wanted to point out that you could also take that blend and double it or triple it and use it straight in a diffuser. You can also play with the amount of drops if that's too heavy for you in anything. That's a lot of cinnamon. So if that's too heavy for you in cinnamon, you could pull a little back. Or the clove if you don't like clove or whatever. You know, you can play with that. But you could also add some cardamom to it if you wanted to. I really like cardamom in fall scents and in fall cooking and stuff. I made a pumpkin cake with cream cheese frosting for a family event last week. Let me tell you what. That was just damn good. Oh, that's why they're crying. Dad's home. Oh, Lordy. This poor man. He's out there hushing these dogs because they're screaming and bawling because they're so happy he's home. But he knows they're going to interrupt my show. It's just life with dogs. It's fine. Anyway, so you could just mix it up like that and put it in your diffuser if you would prefer as well. So that's how to do it. As always with essential oils, be super careful with room sprays or diffusers if you have cats. They struggle sometimes with essential oils, so do the research. Make sure that you're comfortable. As always with essential oils, though, don't ever lock an animal in a room where they can't escape from it with a diffuser. So if you're going to run a diffuser in your bedroom, don't have the door shut so that your dog or your cat can't get out. Their scents are and their olfactories are so sensitive. We just have to be really careful that you're not doing more harm than good for them. I only use a diffuser in the main room of my house so that it can diffuse out to the house, but it also diffuses, you know, so that it doesn't get so intense in one room. There was actually a case years ago in Utah at a daycare where all the kids had been sick. And so the staff were using a bunch of, it was the doTERRA version. What is it called? Maybe somebody can help me. It was the one blend. People still use it all the time, but the one blend that is supposed to kill all the germs and keep you healthy and whatnot. It has a lot of cinnamon in it. It has a lot of other, you know, antimicrobials in it, antibacterials in it. Anyway, they were diffusing that in the toddler room at nap time, and they had the door shut. And so they had all these little children in there asleep, and they're diffusing this. And they started having kids throwing up. They started having staff throwing up. Everyone was acting sick. They actually called 911. And as it turned out, it was essential oil toxicity because they were using a ton of it in whatever, you know, not wise wisdom. Somebody was like, well, everybody's sick. Let's use a lot, you know. And so they'd put a ton of it in their diffuser, but then shut the door and basically gassed everybody out. So everyone was okay. Everyone, once they got fresh air and got some fluids probably and got to come to Jesus on how to use essential oils without making people sick, they were fine. But it's a good reminder that less is not more. So don't go crazy with your oils and don't seal yourself or your animals up into rooms. Yes, thank you, thieves. So thieves is the, that's the Young Living version of it, right? And then thieves. Yeah, that's the Young Living version. There's another version of it that doTERRA has. I think Jade Bloom has a version of it. It's all pretty much the same. That's the same idea. But thieves is how that originated. Yes. Thank you, Laurie. I still can't think of doTERRA's, but whatever. Anyway, you get the bent. So be careful. Be smart with oils. Don't do things that make you worse. All right, Christy's energy exercise for the week is a Shakti manifesting. It's a really good time to start manifesting. I think that fall, when we hit early fall like this, okay, I know I keep saying it, and some of you don't think it's fall, but that's fine. When we hit early fall like this, there is some really good push and growth through the end of the year. So this is a good time to do some manifesting. All right, obviously there's a lot of crime going over at the True Crime Squad. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video about Mercury going direct. Thank goodness Mercury's going direct. My God. It has been something. A bunch of always, there's lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. If you are wanting to start meditating 15 minutes a day, you guys. 15 minutes a day is all you need to really, really affect your mindset and how you feel and really drive in the sense of peace and connection to your intuition. 15 minutes. Sherry has softball at 5 and it will be 94 without heat index. She says it's not fall, damn it. Sherry, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you have softball. That sounds fun at least, right? We are pretty well done with softball for the year. The kids, their slow pitch team, I think has two more games, but I don't think we're going to make them down to them. But football is gearing up. I'm so excited. On guard. Trish, you are an angel. That's what it's called. That's the doTERRA version, on guard. And it was on guard that they had used at the daycare that made the kids sick. But anyway, thank you for that. I love it when someone else can remember the things that I can't. There's too much in my brain. I think, doesn't Taylor Swift say that in one of her songs? You know, oh no, I've got nothing in my brain. No, for me, I've got too much in my brain. Well, that is luminous. So hopefully you found some gems in there that will help you out. I have to share something that happened a few days ago that has made me laugh so hard. I got the funniest email. Whoever is running BarkBox's marketing campaigns is just a damn genius. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, I love it. Sheila said she is also. Oh, and Trish said it took a while for her to call it up too. I love that you called it that. I always say that. I put it in the order and I'm waiting for it, to arrive, the information. And at some point, I will shout it out, and it could be days later or it could be in 5 minutes. I don't know. Sheila said, I'm still in summer mode, but my mom already took all of our fall decorations and put them in the middle of the living room. Go, mom. Absolutely. Laurie said, I can't keep everything in my brain, so I have lists of notes in my phone. Oh, me too. It's the whiteboard for me. I have a whiteboard where I put a lot of the stuff I need to do and things like that. And it's how Scott and I both stay somewhat organized. Because otherwise, I don't even know what would be going on around here. But it would be a hot mess. I'll tell you that. It already is. So it could be worse, apparently. Okay, hold on. I'm going to pull this email up. Okay, so I get this email, and the header basically it says you've been served, and I'm like, oh my God, I do a lot of court stuff, so I'm like, what does this mean? At the moment of that, I was actually reviewing some court documents from the Robert Taez trial, so I was like, I've been served. What? Okay, here's what I was served with. This is from the offices of Bark Law. A dear human, we are writing on behalf of our client Bruno and Luca. Regarding your unfulfilled obligation to subscribe them to BarkBox, we attempted to contact you twice via email earlier this week to inform you that Bruno and Luca's first month of toys and treats is only $5. To this day, you have denied our client request for BarkBox, even though they, by any legal definition, are very good dogs. Bruno and Luca feel betrayed. The way you feel when you bring one poop bag on the walk, but then Bruno and Luca poop twice. And it's like, wait, what do I do now? And it's a whole thing. The lack of BarkBox in Bruno and Luca's life is threatening to become a whole thing. Pursuant to the age-old contract between dogs and humans, it is the human's duty to spoil the dog, including but not limited to providing toys, treats, compliments, and the majority of the bed on a consistent basis. Our client informs us they are also have been subjected to fake ball throws, trips to the vet, and pills being hidden in cheese. However, Bruno and Luca did share that you are an incredibly loyal and loving human who has simply defaulted on their responsibility regarding the regular supply of toys and treats. As such, Bruno and Luca are entitled to compensation in the form of monthly BarkBox goodies, which we can offer for just $5. We are available to discuss further. Alternatively, you can rectify this issue immediately by clicking on this link to secure Bruno and Luca's BarkBox. Sincerely yours, Bark Law. Isn't that funny? That is so clever. BarkBox, I'm not coming back, but thank you because that was hilarious. So funny. Unfortunately, my dogs, I mean, they do get treats every day, but the BarkBox toys just, my dogs were too hard on them. Nellie can't leave a single toy in this house. Everything has to be drug outside. Everything. And by that, I also mean my shoes and my sunglasses and anything else that she gets a hold of, including all of the toys. And they all go to the same little portion of the backyard. She goes clear out past the greenhouse. And anything you're missing, you can pretty much guarantee that's where it's at. And usually not destroyed, but the toys she does She tears them open so that Bruno can tear out all the stuffing and eat it. So that's not good at all. But at any rate, so no BarkBox for you, but good job, BarkBox. That was hilarious. I do approve. Hey, my Marlene. Oh, Tara had it too, On Guard. Yeah, you guys. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left, and so I wouldn't mind doing a few readings if you guys have anything you need help with, a question you've got for me, some energy work. So you are welcome to throw that up. Sid said she hopes I'm safe from the wildfires. Yeah, we don't have anything around us. We're good. Our air quality is not amazing. It's not horrible. It's they're cutting grain. And when they start cutting grain, the air quality goes to hell. It's really dusty. There's chaff in the air. It can be really hard on your sinuses and stuff. So they are cutting some grain. So we've got that. But as far as smoke, we don't have wildfires around us currently. And the smoke hasn't been too bad here either. So thank goodness for that. We'll take it. My poor community has kind of been through it. So because of this construction next to us, they have twice now torn out the internet lines and left a lot of people without internet for about 24 hours. And that's been frustrating enough when you work from home. That's nobody likes that. But this last week, they managed to smash through a major septic line. It's the city, the police, the newspaper, the mayor, everybody is sending out emails and are online and sending out alerts, begging people to stop using the sewer. Don't flush. Do not do laundry. Don't do anything. They closed the pool and the splash pad and basically said, until we can find the leak, we can't fix it and we can't find it with this enormous amount of water coming through it. So stop. I don't think people really stopped. But because it took them all night, like all day and all night one day last week to find it. They finally did and fixed it. But then within a couple of days, there was a huge windstorm that came through out in the country, just on the other side of town from us, that toppled miles of power lines, just dominoed them right in the middle of the road. So they had to close the main road for, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's still closed. Hopefully it's open now. But had to close the main road and had to, tons of people didn't have power for days. And we've been a hot mess. And Mercury did her damage, man. Or something. Sherry said she would love a card. Let's do that. Okay, Sherry. The card is movement, choices, and decisions. Let's pull a helper card here. Oh, and trapped in fear. Okay. Basically, that's just telling me that here, now we're in the next week or two-ish, you're going to find yourself in a spot where you need to make some choices or a decision. That may be affected by fear of the unknown, I feel like, or by fear of judgment. Those are the two that come in for me. And so I think preparing for that. Also, just preparing yourself for the idea that, A, not everybody has to like you. And B, self-care is important. Making decisions that work for you, that lift you up, or that just make sense for you or for your family. Those are the right decisions. One thing I hear from moms a lot is they'll stay in stupid situations because for the happiness of other people, for the happiness of their kids usually. And I always wonder if they just don't understand that. I think that old adage, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, is true. And that taking care of yourself and putting yourself in good situations is a way to take care of your kids. Not that this is necessarily your situation, Sherry. I'm not saying it is. Just saying that in general, that if the people in your world, if you're miserable on their account, are they actually happy? Is it actually good for them? It's just food for thought. But at any rate, movement choices and decisions and trapped in fear. So taking a look at where you're staying stuck and why is probably going to be key for you. Okay. Suzanne would love a clearing. Let's do that, Suzanne. Okay. All righty. Your whole energy body is moving a little bit slow. So I was just moving through, you know, pulling energy up from your foot all the way up to the top of your head and back down just to make sure that everything's flowing correctly. And it is, except for it's moving kind of slow. So I'm going to clear your aura because that's a big part of that. I feel like your aura is just a little heavy. This is just empathic stuff. This is just what you're picking up from the world, maybe especially from family. So just clearing that, getting some really good light around you. Excellent. Okay. All right. I like that. That actually feels a ton better that quickly. Good, Suzanne. Okay, Pamela would love a clearing as well. Very inflamed right now. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's take a peek. I'm just going to do a quick clearing through you and then do some ethereal metals. So just clearing your energy body out good here. Again, with you, you look a lot like Suzanne, just carrying a lot of energetic garbage that's not yours. Your aura kind of looks like a, I was going to say spider web, but it looks more like puffy cotton candy that's just like attracted all of the stuff. So clearing that. I'm going to call in the ethereal properties of sterling silver. And I'm going to build that into a big chi ball that I'm just going to put all the way around you to see if we can just help encourage your body to keep cooling that inflammation. Good. Okay. We will go with that. Oh, you're welcome, Sherry. Suzanne said I could actually feel that through my legs. Thank you so much. Of course, my honor. All right, Jess. Jess would also like some energy work. She's feeling a bunch of grief right now. Jess, I'm so sorry. I know. It's never ending. It's belonging to the dumbest club in the world. Right? Okay. Let's do a little work for you. And by the dumbest club in the world, I meant the Dead Mother's Club. Jess and I both belong. I know a lot of you guys do as well. It's the club no one wants to be in. All right. I'm just doing a big clearing through that heart chakra. Your poor heart. But I know it's not just your mom. There's other grief here too. I'm just pulling every bit of that I can, Jess. Good. And then I'm going to call in the ethereal properties of mangonal calcite. I'm going to put a big mangonal calcite right in your heart chakra to just really help to continue to soothe that grief and help process that grief. I feel like your grief gets to a certain point and then it just gets stopped. I think your ego holds it back because of the fear of how bad it's going to get. How much is it going to hurt? And so then it just sits in that place and festers and hurts anyway. So I'm hoping we can put a bit of a siphon here with the mangonal calcite to just keep filtering that out and letting it completely clear from you rather than sit on the surface and fester and hurt like that. So that's not doing you any favors. That's just making it worse. Yeah. Okay. Yes, Pamela, cotton candy. Okay. Well, I think that we have done it. So I want to thank you guys for being here. I should be back next week, same place, same time. Unless something extraordinary happens, I'll be here. You'll find me every single day over at 12listen.com. That's where I work. That's where I work on that hotline. And that's number one, number 12listen.com. And of course, you can find me over there doing readings and healings and everything, all the above. And energy work, animal communication, mediumship. I'll help you in any way that I can. So in the meantime, remember that this is a beautiful world. Find some beauty this week and celebrate it. Find some beauty and at least acknowledge it. And when people start telling you that this place sucks, shut them down or out. We don't need that negativity in our lives. We're not going to have it. All right. You're so welcome, Jess. Okay, you guys, take good care. I'll be here next week. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.